Well, the Stations of the Cross are surprisingly emotional, aren't they? We are sort of taken through this journey with Jesus. And as we go from one station to the next, it sort of gets deeper and deeper and grows on you until we're really wrapped up in this story of the last hours of Jesus' life. What we do is we enter into Jesus' suffering with our imagination. And we do it so we can share in his sufferings and we can also share in his resurrection. That's the purpose of meditating on the cross, meditating on the last hours of Jesus' life, the passion and suffering of Jesus. Along the way, we meet various characters in this story, and one of them is Simon of Cyrene. Simon of Cyrene is apparently someone coming in from the country, a farmer. Doesn't know anything about Jesus or what's going on. Maybe he's come into Jerusalem for the Passover, or maybe for business, or maybe for something else. And he's in a crowd, and this procession comes by, the soldiers prodding Jesus to carry his cross, to take Jesus up to Golgotha, where they're going to crucify him. Terrible parade of cruelty. And Jesus can't carry the cross anymore. He's physically unable. And so the soldiers see Simon of Cyrene. They say, "You carry the cross." He was just an innocent bystander. And by Roman law, he had to carry any burden that a Roman soldier asked. So he had no choice. He had to pick up Jesus' cross and carry it. I imagine he was filled with fear. What are they going to do to me? And I wouldn't be surprised if he was feeling very resentful that he had somehow got caught up in this travesty, and here he was because of the iron fist of the Roman Empire being forced to do this. And I can imagine him being very angry about it. He was a casualty of the cruelty of the Roman Empire. He was a victim, a political victim of the times. He didn't ask for this. But he did have an opportunity to observe Jesus at very close hand. As they went up there, maybe Jesus was in front of him. He saw what Jesus was going through. He saw the welts on his back that were bleeding from the flogging that he had experienced. He saw Jesus fall. He saw Jesus' exhaustion and his thirst. So Simon of Cyrene was suddenly thrust into this sort of very close relationship with Jesus that he had no idea that he was going to do. He also saw Jesus' compassion. Saw Jesus as he met the women of Jerusalem and said, "Don't weep for me, but weep for the children." He wasn't thinking about himself, but he was thinking about others. Simon of Cyrene saw Jesus be crucified. He saw him speak to the criminal, "Today you will be with me in paradise." He heard him say, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." So Simon of Cyrene experienced the forgiveness and love and compassion of Jesus there on the cross. I wonder if Jesus looked at Simon and said, I know what it's like for you. Maybe he did. I think that Simon realized when he saw Jesus on the cross that this was an innocent person, that he was being crucified for nothing. And I think he realized that he was a holy person. And apparently, After Jesus died and was raised, Simon of Cyrene became a believer in Christ because we have his name given to us, remembered in the scriptures. So Simon, he was just from out in the country, became one of the first disciples of the early church, one of the first believers whose name was put in scripture for us to remember forever. Well, today we are like Simon. We have followed Jesus on his way up to the cross. We've seen him be crucified. We, in a symbolic sense, have carried Jesus' cross for him, and we've seen his sufferings. And in Jesus we have seen God's love and compassion and mercy and forgiveness. You know, it's ironic that it's only by sharing in Jesus' suffering that we're able to really live. It's only by entering into the depths of Jesus' pain and suffering that we're able to experience the joy of life. We have to go down before we can come up. That's what the whole story of death and resurrection is about. And so today, we go down so that on Easter morning we can come up and experience the joy of the resurrection. That's why the cross is a source of life to us. And that's why we walk the stations of the cross. And whenever we walk the stations of the cross, we're reminded of God's love that is in the midst of suffering. And whenever we look upon the cross, this cross or another cross, we remember God's love for us and God's forgiveness.